We have searched Christ trying to find anybody to write speeches, and it's goddamn difficult, because on the speech writing thing and the research, we have good, pragmatic people who write very adequate, dull prose, but in terms of basically the British people facing their next time.
Well,
I don't mean that there are crystal people like that, we got it, but really, there is a need. The interesting thing is that I, even though they would be the last to admit it, probably the president who's been in this chair for, since Wilson, probably have a more open mind in terms of discussing things,
yep.
And also, frankly, more experience, a more wide-ranging view in foreign and domestic policy than anybody's been around. But the difficulty is getting them to come in is a pretty sad deal. I mean, they're not sure.
Can I just then say,
I have to ask one about that.
I think this is change. I really do. I mean,
I read their books.
That's no favor to some of them, but I think you'd find that, I mean, you know, the center of American politics, as coalition we talked about, needs to be reconstituted. It's a shattered disarray. I think you would find that there are more people perceive that you have been trying to keep it together whilst everyone else has been trying to pull it apart than you would imagine. I think the second 4 years, sir, there was this large conceptual work to do, and then you could do it. I obviously,
when you really come down to it, one of our boys made a very good analysis here. The election this year is really quite different, essentially. The debate, say what we want, the debate between Roosevelt and Wilson, the debate between Roosevelt and Truman, Roosevelt and Dewey, the debate between Truman and Dewey, the debate between Eisenhower and Stevens, the debate between Kennedy and Nixon, certainly up to that point, and incidentally, if you could even say the Goldwater Johnson, was really not about ends, goals. I mean, so they all believe in strong America. They all believe in a bipartisan foreign policy, despite all the acting about Goldwater. He was a strong, big defense, and I actually said. And they all believed in basically the American economic system. They were for changes in the system, but they weren't for shattering it, you know what I mean? For just throwing it off the rest. They wanted to build on the good and throw away the bad. I mean, we all know that. Now, the debate this year is a hell of a lot different, because it's between two men who disagree on the goals, what America's role in the world should be, what its defense should be. What kind of economic policy we should have. Now, the real incidental thing, I would disclose it this way, which I think you might make, and I would think. I think they're very fortunate, I would say, the responsibles in this country, the moderates.
Mm-hmm.
We'll call them your kind of Democrat, the basically the Stevensonians. So forth. They're rather fortunate. I'm pro-Semite for that. Yeah, I'm part of the Jewish Conservancy, the California Liturgy of God, and so, man, I've got, everybody on there supposed to be, everybody's a Jew. But anyway, but on the other hand, we have avoided this, and we'll continue to avoid it. In other words, this could be one of those periods when one party going to one extreme, the other party would go to the other extreme, and the result would not be good. But what I see is an opportunity to offer for what I think is really the solid majority of Americans, a place to come where their views and their philosophy is represented, where they can be for progress without being for destruction. It seems to me that that's why the election.
Seems to me that's why you're going to win.
If we win. The other point that I should make is, I made this to the conference of this group, that we're asking to support a lot of Democrats. And I've also said, look, that I said to a group who was in here the other day, that they came in to the Labor, and they said, this door is open. And I said, I want you to know that it's open now because we've got the election coming, but it's going to be open after the election as well, because we're not going to look at people in terms of an R after their name or a D after their name or an I after their name. The question is, do they have the brains and the character and the philosophy to be a government? If they are, they're going to be. That's what we're trying to say. Michael?
Listen, sir, it's been historic, and I think that you must feel, you really must feel very good about what you've done.
Well, we've got a few problems.
You've got a few.
Call them a bug in the Watergate and all that stuff.
And I did.
Did you bug him?
Yeah. So I just put one
right. Let me just say, he was absolute, but I was not.
Yeah, I was just saying, I know it's difficult that the plan failed. But can you imagine what it would be like if it succeeded? And you had half your people sitting around here reading transcripts?
Oh, yeah. That's right.
The main thing about that is that the biggest validity of it is not God. It should have tried it all. But beyond that, why should